Today's episode of the Startup Slingshot is brought to you by Sunag Consulting. Sunag Consulting has been helping startups exceed their business goals through interactive initiatives, including website design, social media marketing, and mobile marketing strategies for over 5 years. You can find them online at sunagconsulting.com or by phone at 615-669-3269. Now on to the show.
My name is William Griggs, and this is the 17th episode of the Startup Slingshot, a series that delivers guidance from experienced entrepreneurs and business experts on how to dream, launch, and grow your business. Today's guest is Amy McIntyre. Amy is a fitness and nutrition guru, as well as the co-founder of EverydayBetter.com, a company that provides personal training and fitness help online. Amy's going to tell us a bit about her business and then share some tips and tactics entrepreneurs can use to stay healthy. Enjoy. All right, Amy, so thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, wow, there's a lot to tell, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. So I've just always been really active in my life, and my husband is a startup junkie and all this stuff. So I started doing personal training, and he got into podcasting. So then I started an audio podcast, which was Fitness Attack with Amy Mack, and then video podcasting entered the picture. So I created a video podcast, which is Fit Life with Amy Mack, and wrote a couple books in the middle of there and all that. But then when we ended up back here in Nashville, we just kind of started making a full-time living with the videos and then said, how do we take this to the next level? We have a show, we have an audience, we have a following, we're teaching people tidbits on how to do health and fitness, but how do we take it to the next level? So basically my husband and I met at Purdue. So I have a Bachelor of Science from Organizational Leadership and Supervision from the School of Technology at Purdue University. I don't even know what you do with that. I have no idea. So basically, I think I'm supposed to be able to communicate with people and do a little bit of training and stuff. So then when I moved to Chicago as a dancer, I was doing ballet and hip hop and a lot of musical theater choreography, but I still wanted to stay in shape. And that's kind of when it kind of went from being a hobby of loving to work out to like my obsession, and then I was like, all right, now I'm not making any money as a dancer doing this. That's not really a living for me. So how can I kind of pull it all together? So then I became a trainer. And so I'm certified through NASM, which is a National Academy of Sports Medicine, and then also San Diego State University. And, I've trained at 24-Hour Fitness when I was in California and did a little bit at Curves in Nashville back when that first started. And, did a lot of corporate wellness programs and just kind of bits and pieces kind of all put together that I actually feel like I've trained a lot of different people and seen a lot of different things and just kind of, had fun with it for the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's a good overview, like you're saying. And
it's yeah. a lot, but it kind of all pieces together. So
makes a lot of sense. And so kind of in this interview, I want to break it down into two chunks. We want to talk about your newest company, what you've just launched relatively recently. And then we're also going to talk about some health and wellness tips, tricks, and tactics for entrepreneurs.
I've got those.
Yeah. All right. So tell us a little bit about your most recent company.
Well, we've just launched EverydayBetter.com. So we call it EVB. And EverydayBetter.com, it's, the idea is huge. Everybody that I know anyway, guys and girls, but mostly, girls that I've seen, clients, friends, everything. We wake up every day and we want to be better. We want to be better cooks, or we want to sleep better, or today my diet's going to be better, or I'm going to be a better wife or husband, mom, everything. No matter what, every day you want to be better. So that's kind of where we came up with the name of, everydaybetter.com. And we're starting with health and fitness, basically, because since it is a startup, we're bootstrapping it and financing it ourselves. And financing is, a loose, scary term, but, we're not taking funding or anything yet. And so because, I'm health and fitness, we decided that I'm the cheapest labor that we can use in the beginning. So we're starting with the health and fitness aspect. So what we're doing is video workout plans that work. So everything, all my workouts are 10 minutes. So it's like really like, it's exciting. I'm not reinventing the wheel or anything by any means, but I do like a circuit type workout, and you can work your full body strength and cardio in 10 minutes. So I do all of these 10 minute workouts, and then I created a plan around that. So it's a 30 day plan that, the first one we're planning on doing several of them, but the first one is the 10 pound cut down. So you can lose 10 pounds in 30 days at $1 a day by doing the workouts. And we actually send you an email every day, no matter if there's a workout or not, it tells you what you're supposed to do. So it's like, today you have a workout, or, today go for a walk, today stretch, take a bubble bath, relax, stuff like that. So it's just really kind of coaching you through, you know, the actual program. And then also where we're kind of trying to, you know, be different, I guess, is since we're going between, you know, like it is online workout videos, but we're trying to be the hybrid between a workout DVD and a really expensive personal trainer. So, you know, not everybody has the $100 an hour, you know, some of us charge to personal train, but they also don't want to buy a $15 workout video and be bored in 3 weeks. So, you know, we're kind of combined both of those. So within the program, once you sign up, in addition to getting all these emails, we also talk on Twitter and Facebook. You can email me, like all the emails come out and you can actually reply to me and be like, you know, I hate this workout, or, you know, I have no motivation to work out, or whatever it is, but I get all of those emails. You can also ask, you know, hey, I can't do lunges because my knees hurt. What's another workout, or, you know, what's another move I could do? So it really just kind of brings a personalized coaching aspect. So you feel like, you know, a lot of times you buy a home workout program or a DVD and like, you buy it and good luck. You know, I mean, Tony Horton's not really calling you going, hey, how you doing with this? But hopefully we're going to be able to do that. And as we expand programs and trainers and all that, we'll really be able to create, you know, a really solid hybrid of that personal trainer workout DVD experience. So that's what we're going to do. Of course, the big idea is, you know, to run the world with the Everyday Better Health and Fitness Network. But, you know, we'll talk about that next year.
Yeah, seems like you got a good start to that big vision or big picture vision. Yeah. So it seems like you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's online personal training, you know, in a nutshell. It's more than just, you know, educational content. It's actual, some interacting and some engagement between right. you and the people that are viewing it. And then it gives them plans that they can do every day kind of things, you know, mm-hmm. 10 minutes, like you're saying, to kind right. of meet their business or meet their physical goals.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. Exactly. Interesting. So where did the idea for actually launching the site come from?
It's been something I've been talking about or thinking about for, you know, 10 years. It's always been, you know, what's the next step from, you know, everything I've always done was like the 1 minute health and fitness tips or whatever. And I always said that, you know, anytime anybody finds out you're a personal trainer, everybody has a question for you. So, you know, in a way I feel like a doctor because it's like, oh, you're a personal trainer. You know, how do I get rid of, you know, this role I've got? Or how do I get that line in my arms? Or, you know, my knee hurts. And you're just like, I don't even know you. But I'm like, you know, if I had a dollar every time somebody asked me a personal training question, man, what if I could make that a business? You know, so, you know, just kind of trying to figure out how to, instead of just giving people tidbits, because I mean, my thing is, no matter what, like, it has to be incorporated into your life. Like, I am not, I'm not a rabbit food, you know, lettuce only, 2 hour in the gym person. I don't live that way myself, and I don't expect or think anyone else should. Like, I'm like, go out, you know. I went to my parents this past weekend, and they had a birthday cake for me, and my dad bought my favorite donuts, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But you know what? You just gotta live it up and enjoy life, and you know, so just kind of trying to figure out how can I teach people that it's okay. You know, you don't have to always, you know, be wearing your skinny jeans. You know, there's a time when bigger pants are better, but you know, the next week you get on the treadmill or you go out and run, and it's just about moderation and figuring out what works for you and what your healthy weight is. So just kind of, you know, the premium with Amy Mack experience, I guess. And then trying to bring in other people, you know, because I don't know everything. I'm not a nutritionist or a registered dietitian. So, but I think that's such an important part. It's not just exercise. Even I know that it's not just exercise that gets you to where you need to be. So, you know, by doing this and it not just being the With Amy Mack name, we're able to bring in other people and experts. We do some webinars with some, you know, some other experts, and, you know, just let them, you know, bring knowledge to, you know, to the audience or the, you know, the clients or customers. And then I always learn something too. So it's just a thing.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. I think the crucial point that you talked about is kind of incorporating into your life. It's not necessarily saying I'm going to do this, you know, for 5 days a week.
Right.
And then it's done. It's more of an ongoing right. process, like you're saying. Right.
I'm not a big fan of diets. As soon as you tell me I can't have a piece of chocolate cake, it's the only thing in the world I want. And, you know, I mean, and I care about health and fitness. So somebody that doesn't want to work out, you know, trying to do restrictions, I just don't think people respond well to that. So I'm all about what you can have and what you can do. And, you know, every little bit counts and stuff like that. So it's just kind of, you know, taking that philosophy and putting it into the Everyday Better, you know, business model. even though it pivots every couple weeks, you know, it's still putting it in there.
So. Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. So obviously we're talking right now to a bunch of entrepreneurs. All our viewers are entrepreneurs, either current or past, or want to be entrepreneurs. And so what we want to kind of dig into today is kind of the nutrition and the exercise paths. Yeah. And really talk about how they can incorporate it into their lifestyle. Knowing that lifestyle, you can just give us kind of an overview and share some knowledge and what you think we should do.
Absolutely. I mean, I think being, you know, we're all insane. Any entrepreneur is insane. You know, I'm like, I'm not telling them anything they don't know. But they also don't have time, you know, we don't have time to go to the gym. And I think takeout pizza and Chinese food is like an absolute must. When it's 10 p.m., you're still at the office, whether it's, you know, an actual place or your basement or your spare bedroom like mine is, you know, and you're just living survival mode, basically, because everything you're doing and all your energy is put into that work project, passion project that you're working on. So, you know, so it's not about being able to go to the gym. Jump roping is like super awesome. You know, going up and down stairs, if you have like a lot of stairs in your house or in your office or something, being able, like, I make my husband set an alarm every hour and he has to get up and like walk around. I don't care if it's like laps in the office or stand up and go talk to somebody and come back, but you have to get moving. Cause I mean, all the studies show that it's better for your brain, it's better for focus, all these things. If you just get your blood pumping, I mean, there are some days where I'm just completely zoned out. I go out and I just walk the dog around, you know, the block, and suddenly I come back and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I listen to some music. You have to walk away from things. So, you know, that's one of my big things, is just like every little bit counts. So, you know, some jumping jacks. When I used to work in an office, I used to make people like stand up at 3 o'clock and we'd do like jumping jacks and high knees and, you know, a bunch of like little goofy elementary PE things, just because everybody hits that 3 p.m. slump. They're hungry, they want caffeine. And, you know, it's not about going for the things that make you feel really good right at that moment, because 45 minutes later, you feel really crappy. So trying to get the blood moving, trying to, you know, move around, drink a lot of water. Water is absolutely huge, and entrepreneurs are so terrible at it because we do energy drinks, you know, I don't even know, like Monsters and Volts and all these huge energy drinks. And, you know, that's what we survive on, you know, 5-hour energies and all that. And a little bit of that is okay, but you have to supplement it with water. Even soda is better than those, but, you know, water, add some lemon or something and really just kind of try and, you know, get some healthy, good stuff in your body, because your brain will work better, your body will work better, and you'll sleep better when you actually do get to sleep. So all those things kind of combine. And plus, you can always do my 10-minute workout videos, you know, because everybody has 10 minutes to work out. So that's always a great way to get that workout in.
Yeah. So let's break it down a little bit more. Let's talk about one of those 10-minute workout videos. Can you give us an example or a sample to kind of tease our viewers to come check out more?
Yeah. You know, normally we do some stuff with body weight. And those are also things that you can use, like in a hotel room. Cause I always had a lot of clients that were traveling, and, you know, it's always like, oh, grab dumbbells and a stability ball. Not everybody has those all the time. Although most of the workouts I do have the dumbbells with them, and you get a really great workout. And you know, we do lunges and we do push-ups, but you can also do like a whole bunch of stuff. And actually included when you get the workout, you get the hotel workout, which you can do tricep dips off of, like chairs or even the bed to kind of work the back of your arms. You can do push-ups either on the floor or on the bed. You can do, if there's a very stable table, you can do step-ups on the table. So you can kind of step up and work your butt and thighs. You can do wall squats. So you go up against a wall and then you squat down so that your legs are like at a 90 degrees, and you just hold that, and it's really awesome for your legs and butt. So you can kind of hold that for 30 seconds. So, you know, different things like that you can, you know, you can do that. You're like, oh yeah, I've got a wall. I can do wall squats, you know, so different things like that. Let's see, some of the other stuff. We do a lot of jump rope, jumping jacks, you know, bicep curls, a lot of stuff with weights, shoulder press, chest press. In the second month, we actually get into, because actually when you sign up, I send you a stability ball. So then the second month, we actually use that stability ball, which also is a great item that you can sit on in the office. And it works your core, your stomach, and back. A lot of times you sit in these chairs, and these chairs aren't really designed to be 18-hour chairs. So if you can kind of, you know, blow up a stability ball and sit in that. And also, it's kind of fun to roll around the office, you know, just kind of pick up your stability ball and sit down at somebody's desk or whatever. But it's really good to, you know, work on your balance and work on that core and, you know, the back muscles that get so tired when we're sitting all the time. So those are just some things in my workouts.
Yeah, that's a good overview. Now let's, on the fly, create one 10-minute thing one of our viewers can do starting, let's say, Monday afternoon.
They have 10 minutes.
They're in their office. What is, you know, off the top of your head, what would you suggest? Where do they start?
Where would they start? Okay, well, first of all, I would stand up and I would do squats. So I would start warming up and I would do squats. If you can, do some jumping jacks, although a lot of times that's kind of weird. You kind of want to close your office door for that. But even if you're on the phone, you can do squats. You can do toe raises. So if you're actually just standing, you can go up and down on your toes and work your calves. And then I would get down on the ground and I'd do push-ups. And then I would flip it around and do tricep dips. So let's see. So we did that. I'd probably do the whole circuit again then. Like, you know, just even those four things. And then maybe do some crunches if you can. If you want to lay down, I don't know if you want to lay down on the floor or not, but you can do some crunches. If not, you can always do some standing crunches where you kind of stand up and then you bring your leg in and kind of, you know, I'm not really showing it well, but, you know, bring your leg in and kind of crunch on the side. And then to finish it off, I would hold plank. So you basically just go down on your forearms into a push-up position and you just hold yourself up, keep, you know, squeezing your stomach, squeezing your butt and holding yourself in a nice even line. That's going to work all your stomach and all those core muscles, and also once again helping to assist the back. So let's see. So I said I would do jumping jacks, squats, toe raises, push-ups, tricep dips, crunches, core. I would do side plank. I would do plank, maybe side plank, which you flip it on the side, and then I do the whole thing again.
Gotcha.
And you're 10 minutes. 10 minutes. You just worked your full body.
And we're saying 30. Let's say like 30 seconds of squats, or.
I would just do 10 or 15.
10 or 15, okay.
Yeah, I would do either 10 to 15 of each thing, and then I would just do two circuits of that whole thing.
Nice. Okay, well, now we got our...
You guys start on Monday?
Yeah, we got our viewers in a good position. Now they know exactly what to do and how to fit it into their lifestyle. Let's talk about nutrition a little bit. You know, obviously most offices or home offices are not surrounded necessarily with the most high quality snacks. You know, we talked about the energy drinks or crackers or chips or cookies or chocolate. Right. What are a few things that we can do to or what are a few items we can use to substitute some of the more traditional items and be healthier?
How about low salt mixed nuts? Yeah, instead of chips or something, because you kind of want something crunchy, but that's okay. So get like, you know, get mixed nuts, but try and get like a little bit lower salted version. And, you know, Trader Joe's has a really good one that's, you know, just a low sodium. Because a lot of times it's like really, really salty or unsalted, and unsalted doesn't taste that good. So if you can find something that's like 50% less salt or something, like that's really good, like high protein snack. Grab a handful of those in the middle of the day, you know, just almonds if you don't like mixed nuts. But be very careful because nuts are high in calories. So, you know, a lot of times I tell people, oh, you know, have a handful of mixed nuts, but they have like 5 handfuls a day. Each time they only grab a handful, but when you do that throughout the day, those calories do add up. Avocados. A lot of people don't like avocados. One of my new favorite snacks, I don't even know why. Now that I don't live in California, I'm eating avocados with cottage cheese, a little bit of salt and pepper on it. And I think it's delicious. But I had my mom try it this weekend and she didn't find it was awesome. But it's a great way to get, you know, to get your good fats and to get some protein. And, you know, it's a pretty easy, like, you know, for me, it's something I can throw in my bag. You know, a lot of times, like if you put a banana in your bag or something, that thing ends up all mashed up and ugly. But, you know, an avocado, if you're going to go somewhere, all you need is a knife and a spoon and you can eat something like that. You know, any type of fruit, you know, bananas and apples, just, you know, kind of having them around. I've always found that if you set a bowl of fruit out, people will eat it just like they'll eat the candy dish. So it's just kind of like setting yourself up for success. You know, everybody, oh, right now it's like, you know, going into, you know, holiday seasons and there's holiday food and candy everywhere. And, you know, like you're just setting yourself up for failure as soon as you buy that big candy bowl and has all those awesome little candy bar things in it. And they're so delicious. And you're just going to have one, but you walk by 5 times, then you have 5 of them. And that was more than actually having a whole candy bar. And, you know, things like that kind of mess with your head. And then that really messes with your waistline because you're like, but I just had the little ones, but they add up. So, you know, put out some, you know, some nuts or some fruit, vegetables. I always do celery and peanut butter. And always like cut it up right away because I hate being like, oh, I'm hungry and then trying to prepare a snack. No way. So go ahead and like get your celery, cut it up, put it in some water in a fridge. And then you just every time you open the fridge, I swear you'll eat a piece of celery just for fun. Same with carrots. And, You know, everybody's like, okay, I won't, but you will. You'll open it up and you'll be like, oh, well, I'm looking for something else to eat. I will have some carrots. You know, string cheese is another good one you can have a couple pieces of. Let's see. Of course, you know, oh, lunch meat is another thing. Like just lean lunch meat, you know, I mean, not everybody, I don't know, I grab a handful of it and I'm like, I'm good to go. But if you take your lunch and just put it in like a wrap, like a whole wheat tortilla wrap, lunch meat, a little bit of cheese and some spinach, tomato, like whatever you've got around, roll it up and it's fast lunch. You can eat that in the car, guaranteed. I mean, like I do it all the time. So those are the ones off the top of my head.
Yeah, those are a good. That's a good overview for sure, because it seems like everything you're recommending are quality substitutes. Like you're saying, the chocolate bowl or the candy bowl versus the fruit bowl. If you can get as an individual watching this or listening to this, if you can get in the habit of going to the store and having those on hand, it's right. much easier, because obviously the candy lasts longer. But also,
oh yeah, it does. even something like a lot of people, like you don't necessarily want to grab a whole apple or something. You can get grapes, and you know, just kind of put out like a little thing of grapes, or you know, even just putting them in the fridge. I always find out when the stuff's available, people reach for it. It's just, you know, a candy bar versus an apple. I'm never gonna pick the apple. Like there's no way. But you know, once you kind of get rid of it, 'cause you have to go to the store and buy something. So you might as well buy. I have my willpower at the store, so that then I'm good to go when I'm home or at the office or whatever. The other thing is always try and get other people on board. If you do work in an office, it's very common to have junk food pushers. Mm-hmm. So junk food pushers, you know, like they're doing a really nice thing. They want a donut, but they're being very generous because they'll bring a dozen donuts for the whole office. And then they'll eat one and then they'll share the rest. And that's fine, except then you're stuck, like you'll eat the donut. So if you can get people on board to not bring in junk food or whatever, like, you know, it's good for a snack or, you know, a treat every once in a while. But when you have, you know, 10 people in your office and they're each doing that, or like a pitch-in and everybody's bringing junk food, and it's just like, you know, try and get everybody on board with, hey, we all want to lose 10 pounds, or we all want to try and eat more fruit or whatever. So let's make a pact that we're not going to bring in donuts this month, or, you know, different things like that, that you can kind of, you know, incite your friends and your colleagues to work with you. And it'll be better for all of you in the long run. But you know, when a donut's sitting there staring at you all day long, you're like, oh, I'm just going to eat it and get it out of the way. So, you know, stuff yeah. like that. Is, you know, always good to get.
Junk food pushers. You know, there's the ones in the offices, obviously, that always are like, have candy on their desk, or the receptionist or what have you. Always tempted to take some of that, even though you don't necessarily, you may not even be hungry at the moment, but hey. Some M&Ms, yeah, why not? So that's a good tip right there, and it seems
so
like
so much of it is subconscious. Yeah,
I think we had a little technical difficulty there. yeah, but that's some good examples. I think the banana or fruit bowl was perfect. I think you talked about, you know, the celery and having it cut up or buying it cut up, or the carrots, right. same type of thing, and then you know substituting or supporting those with. Peanut butter, and then the string cheese. You can get that, and that can be quick, and that can help you avoid a cookie or chips or what have you. And like you said, with the junk food pushers, maybe talk them into bringing the donuts in one Friday per month, not every Friday of the month.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what about drinks? You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, pushing water. Are there any are there any other types of drinks that are okay? Fruit drinks, Gatorades, or should we stick to water and maybe some of those fruit or seasoning packets?
Water's your best one, but not everybody's, you know, a fan of water or think it tastes good. But some of those seasoning packets, you know, I think like there's like some Crystal Light ones, some low calorie. There's even some waters that have just like a hint of flavor. I think one of them's even called like hint or something that has just a hint of some type of flavoring to make it taste better. You know, I always throw in different, like, you know, lemon or whatever, but I just have a big pitcher of water, and I try to, between my business partner and I, we try and go through the whole pitcher of water every day. So it's kind of a game. Every time we fill up, you know, I fill up, I'm like filling his cup up, and I'm like, all right, we're gonna make it through this pitcher of water today. I'm not a fan of fruit juice because it is so sugary and it's high in calories. So if you want to have, you know, a cup of apple juice or cranberry juice or something a day, that's fine. But when you try and say, oh, well, I have, you know, fruit juice instead of soda, you're not really ahead of the curve. You know, I mean, you kind of get rid of the carbonation and that's about it. If you are a fan of the carbonation, but you're trying to get rid of the calories, you can do like club soda. So you can do, I mean, there's, you know, there's the flavored waters, you know, the carbonated waters, but you can also do club soda and put like a lime in it or a lemon. You know, even sometimes I use like a frozen fruit and kind of dump it in and just kind of use that as ice cubes in my, you know, soda water or whatever. I make up stuff all the time. Sometimes it tastes good and sometimes it tastes terrible, but I'm just kind of always trying stuff because you never know when you'll find like your new favorite. There was something that I used a while ago. It was called Pure Inventions, and it was actually a thing of antioxidants, and you could put like, you know, drops in your water and it flavored it and it was caffeine free, calorie free, whatever, but it had antioxidants in it and it just, you know, it tasted really good. So I mixed that with water or carbonated water and it was delicious. So might look and see if that's out there still.
Yeah, good tips. So we covered a little bit about your company. We talked about some exercises entrepreneurs can do and then some nutrition, some things around the snacks and that they can support their diet. What have I missed? Is there anything else entrepreneurs need to know that you can share with them?
I think trying to fit in sleep is really important. It's really important for your business, for your body, for your weight, you know, just for your health in general. So that's always my thing. It's the one thing I'm absolutely terrible at. I can't sleep when I'm all pumped up about stuff. So, I mean, I, you know, even when I'm, you know, trying to sleep, my mind's still going and working. Mm-hmm. I wake up and I've made like a to-do list for myself while I slept, or I've, you know, tried to, you know, crack some, you know, huge code that I'm trying to figure out. But, you know, just it's so important for your health and for even just your focus and, you know, your mental sanity that trying to get that sleep. I always cut it out when I start getting busy. I'm like, oh, I can sleep 4 hours instead of seven. It's fine. I got an extra 3 hours of work. But you know, something else to think about, in addition to staying up longer, you also end up hungry again. Mm. So then you end up having like, you know, 6 and 7 meals a day because, you know, you're awake so much longer. So all that just kind of plays into it. And whenever you're tired, actually it changes your hormone levels and actually makes you crave junk food. So it's like, it's not coincidence that when you're up at 2 a.m. you want pizza. Like it's, you know, it's actually something happening in your body. And when you're sleep deprived, you crave junk food. And, you know, and plus your mental capacity, you can't focus, you can't think straight. And then you start feeding yourself junk food and you start this whole terrible cycle of, you know, bad health and, you know, frustrating when you're trying to work and stuff like that. So I think that's the one missing element between eating well and trying to get some exercise and trying to sleep. Kind of makes that trifecta of, you know, trying to get your health and fitness in all the little ducks in a row.
Yeah, so it seems like we need to somehow figure out how to turn off our brains like you're talking about.
Yeah, and if you figure it out, please call me because I don't know how. I'm like, I would love to. It's like, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm officially going to bed. Okay, I'm here. Now what?
right. And figure out, because there's probably a trade-off, like you're saying, staying up later, we want to crave maybe some naughty foods. And then also, it seems like if you stay up later, your productivity level probably decreases. So you might be there might be more beneficial to actually go to bed, wake up the next morning a little bit earlier.
Fresh and go for it again, definitely. Okay. Well, the other thing, like for entrepreneurs, I mean, we're never going to get through our to-do list. I mean, every day I'm still determined that today is the day I'm going to get through it, but I'm never going to. Like, it is absolutely never going to, it's never going to happen. So there's a certain point when, you know, I don't want to say it's giving up, but you kind of have to call it a day and be like, you know what? The list is still going to be there tomorrow. So, you know, and then of course, every day you wake up and it's a new mountain to climb because, you know, every day you're learning a new skill or, you know, trying to figure out how to solve some new problem. So, you know, it's just, it's never ending and you want to be at your best for all that. So just a little bit of exercise, a little bit of good food to give your body that nutrient, you know, that it needs. Also, you can take a multivitamin that'll help your energy and kind of fill in some of the gaps that you might be missing with your food, and then trying to get some sleep. And then you're all good to go. Then you're set.
Yeah. That's good.
It's that easy.
Yeah. Just three different things. Healthy, eat healthier, work out more, and then get some sleep. Sounds simple. And you have made it pretty simple. You've given us some action items, but obviously can't really cover everything we need to know. Are there any other resources you recommend our viewers turn to?
I think there's always all kinds of blogs and everything that, you know, you got to find something that speaks to you. You know, there might be a running blog. It might be a friend of mine does the Eat Like Me blog on Self. And, you know, so, I mean, it's just kind of fun to see what she eats and why she eats it. And, you know, she's on the road, she's traveling, you know, just kind of, you know, whatever speaks to you, you know, like whether it's trying to, you know, figure out, you know, different work, you know, different foods you can do or how to unclutter your life or all these things. Just kind of, you know, tap into a few. Life Hacker's great. Unclutterer is great. Eat Like Me from Self is great. You know, just kind of whatever speaks to you.
Yeah, so maybe looking at what they what they're specifically struggling with or what they're trying to get better at and find resources around that. That makes a lot of sense. How can people find you?
I'm at everydaybetter.com, and that's our workout plans. But you can also get me at withamymack.com, and that's my personal site and all my shows and all that good stuff. And my blog, which, of course, you've already subscribed to.
Right.
And then also my Twitter feed or my Twitter handle, I'm fitness. So at fitness for Twitter, you can get me there.
Perfect, perfect. So to all the viewers out there, you can find additional episodes of the Startup Slingshot, as well as other educational series on the startupslingshot.com. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.